But you know, if that happened as an adult, I'd have an excuse not to go to work.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have a t-shirt that's from the, I think it's an, but like I was saying, 1990, I think it was 1996, 1998 Pittsburgh tornado. And I'll have to send you a picture of that t-shirt because you probably really think that's cool.
Yeah.
With that. So I'll send you a picture of that shirt. I'll never get rid of it. I had it when I was a child. It's like a youth, you know, like a youth small. Mm-hmm. I will never get rid of it. It's so cool. Send you that.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, joined by the Stormy Skies.
Hello, listeners.
Apropos pen name.
Yes, apropos. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you know what? That is like a funny thing because I was born during a terrible thunderstorm and like Stormy was like a name choice and they didn't go with it.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's a good thing because now you can use it to like
now I can like use it. Yeah.
Your business casual self from your business. Nightly activities.
Yeah, exactly. My two different lives. Yeah,
nightly it's activities. Actually, it's 5 o'clock.
yeah, which is late for me. Usually it's 4:30 might be.
Anyway, off mic, it's March 15th. We were just getting our weather nerd stuff out by talking about the absolutely devastating storms that passed through Indiana and Ohio yesterday, looking at some of the damage that was caused by this tornado, and it's fucking scary. Entire trailer parks are wiped out, and I hope that everybody's safe. I hope that if you're living in a trailer park in the Plains or Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, anywhere in Tornado Alley, the people who built the trailer parks are also building storm shelters, because trailers cannot fucking withstand these storms. And
they're just sat on top of the ground, you know, they're just sat there.
And even if you go to the interior room of your structure, there's no fucking way. So I hope everybody is safe with minor injuries. I've also heard of horrible hailstorms that were also going on, and people whose cars have been totaled by 3-inch balls of hail. So I hope everybody's doing all right. And Trixie's already pushing her limits of being allowed in the office while we're recording.
Aw, yeah.
No string.
Oh, Sam, I was meaning to say like a microburst.
Ooh, yeah, it might have been that.
Microburst or macroburst. I couldn't think of it, but I thought, thank you. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I was also recounting the horrifying tale of my own experience with a tornado in childhood. It wasn't a real tornado. It never touched down. There's no record of it on Tornado Archive. But it ripped a fucking tree out of the ground. So damn. It was something.
It was something.
It was terrifying. And I was a stupid little 9-year-old and went back upstairs to make sure my mom was coming because I was scared.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd do the same for David today. If I love you, we're going out together.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I hope everybody in those storms is safe and stay safe, because if we're getting these horrible storms in mid-March, I think we're going to have a really wild storm season.
Yeah, it's going to be intense. I mean, like this winter, I don't know how it was down there for you, but it was kind of like mild up here. When I say mild, I mean like not a lot of heavy snow.
It's been mild down here for the past few years. We got one decent snow this year, but I know El Nino fucked a lot of people up, and I think El Nino is going to continue fucking a lot of people up.
God, I thought El Nino. Yeah.
Until we move to La Nina. And then La Nina is going to fuck us up. We're just always going to get.
Damn.
That's
win.
That's global warming for you.
Yeah, guys. Seriously.
Anyway, let's move on to a lighter subject before we get into the content of the mini show, which is episode 4, Fall of the House of Usher. Because this is something I've been thinking about for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And another horror fan on TikTok brought this up. Okay, and cool. I think it's a good discussion to have, because we've talked about how horror and haunted houses are fun because it's getting scared with your consent, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. That would be the bottom line of it. Yeah.
In the back of your head, you know, you're not actually going to get hurt. Even when you go to those haunts where you sign a 15-page waiver that they're allowed to touch you and bully you.
Yeah, but that's still fun. Yeah.
You have a safe word. And if it gets too much, they respect that safe word, or they're supposed to. Russ McCamey.
Yeah, and usually fucking with asshole. That kind of thing, you choose to sign the waiver. You know what I mean? So if you're into that, then you do it and you safely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun for you if you like that. Yeah.
But the topic that came up was horror movie trailers before non-horror movies. So like you're going to a rom-com. Should they put a horror movie trailer before that rom-com? And I don't think they should, because at this point in time, a lot of horror movie trailers contain the best jump scares that the movie's going to have. And there's not necessarily a crossover audience with rom-coms and horror movies. So I feel like maybe they don't need to be shown before a rom-com. Like we were trying, you've met my friend Rebecca. She was a fellow bridesmaid at the wedding. She's not a horror movie person at all. She gets scared by the smallest of things. So absolutely not at all. And we were trying to convince her to come see Godzilla Minus One with us, which admittedly, there is a lot of crossover between the Godzilla audience and a horror audience.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, big monster movies.
We were like, yeah, there's one jump scare at the beginning of the movie, but it's really not that scary. It's more of a World War II drama than a Godzilla movie at some points. But she decided not to go, and I think that was the best decision because the first trailer was for Imaginary, that Blumhouse imaginary friend horror movie. Which I've heard is
Which
trash, so that validates my theory that they put all the best jump scares in movie trailers these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
I'm like, you
see.
know what? Maybe she made the right call not coming.
No, I have never even really considered this before. It's a really interesting topic of discussion. And I would agree with you a lot because I have a friend like Rebecca, my friend Shelby, and she just is not a fan of horror, will not watch anything with blood, even a little bit, any vibe, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing, she will not have it. So I would agree. Like, I think like that would really bother a lot of people.
And
They'd be like pissed.
I get it if it's planned to be a big hit. You want to get as many eyes on your trailer as possible, but no, I don't think it's the right call, or you just have two different cuts of the trailer, like one for an audience that might not be as into the jump scares as the other audience.
Couldn't you have like maybe like a teaser trailer that would go into like ahead of the rom-com, like a super short one that has like an eerie vibe, no jump scares, just saying, hey, this like bringing awareness to the movie that's coming out. And then you could go all in for like a psychological thriller or another horror movie or like a drama, you know?
No, I think it's a really good point to be brought up because, you know, when you buy a ticket to a horror movie, that is you consenting to be scared for an hour and a half to 2 hours. If you're
Yes,
going to
because
see
you like
Sydney
that.
Sweeney make out with a hot guy, that's what you're signing up for. You're not signing up for a little teddy bear to come and eat your face.
Hey, Sydney Sweeney is going to be in a horror movie
She
now.
is, and I'm very excited.
How cool! She must like horror. You never
Yeah, no.
know.
So the story behind Immaculate is she auditioned for the film originally 10 years ago, but it fell through. So she's launched her own production company in the last year or so. And she acquired the rights to the screenplay. They reworked it, and now she's putting it out. So she is a horror girly.
That is so cool.
I'm
That,
excited to see it.
yeah, she did it herself. Sweet. She's like, yeah, dude, I really want to fucking do this movie. Damn, I'll just do it. Damn
No, she's you can say what you want about her acting. She has a very Valley Girl accent. That's fine. But she is a fucking brilliant businesswoman. She has like a fucking master's degree in business because she wanted to be an actress, but she wanted to be an actress to negotiate who negotiates her own
Nice.
contracts. And she also works on vintage cars. She's just like one of the coolest people in existence. And we belittle her because she has amazing boobs.
I know. Come on, guys. You just had, they're just there. She can't help it.
I
Some people just
know.
have huge boobs, and hers are super nice. She's beautiful, but and I like all the stuff that she's what I've seen her in. I enjoy her role, you know?
No, I think the bathroom breakdown scene in Euphoria, like she is made to be a final girl.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, her Euphoria really. That can't be an easy role to have in any of those roles, and that show is fucking in bonkers. Ugh, yeah, Sam, were you the one that told me to you
Yeah,
introduced
I
me to
think I
that, right?
recommended it.
Yeah, it's a good
which
show.
season two is trash, but like season one's some of the best TV.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, yeah, this looks like a cool movie, and go girl.
It does. I'm excited. I think it comes out next week, so I'll have to
Sweet.
go see it. It's been a rough month. Having January is always a rough month, having like a Regal Unlimited movie pass, because it's a very slow month for movies.
Yeah, what has it been so far for like January and
The
February?
only thing, what have I seen this month? I think Drive Away Dolls, which is an Ethan Coen movie, not Coen Brothers, just Ethan Coen. That was fun. That was super fun. Let me see my
Nice.
purchases.
Oh yeah. What was the in the
Oh, I saw Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh yes. Okay, cool.
And then the re-release of Godzilla Minus One, the black
Nice.
and white release.
Sweet,
And
sweet.
then Poor Things with Emma Stone.
Dude, you know what? Is that like an explicit movie, Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
You're gonna see a lot of boob.
Because my parents watched it, because they like to watch all the movies that are like nominated for a best picture. And they watched it, and she was like, "Wow! Like I did not know there was going to be like that much sex in this movie."
Yeah, no, it's Trixie, do you have to do that right now? I'd appreciate if you didn't do it at all, but do you have to do it now? She likes the blinds.
Oh no, mine always do that when I'm not paying attention to them.
We finally broke down and got a curtain for the bedroom
Yeah.
so we can just have our blinds pulled up and she can't fuck with them, but she also likes to just rub on the windowsill. Like
Oh,
her
okay.
paws, and I keep telling her if she does that, they're gonna think we're abusing her. Like she's
Oh.
trying to get out.
Yeah.
But no. One second, I'm gonna kick her out.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Here.
Anyway, guys, yeah. I'm gonna have to put four things on my list of things to watch. I'm so behind on watching horror movies. Actually, movies in general, I swear. I haven't sat down to watch a whole movie in a really, really long time. And if anybody is like me, I've just been watching TV shows a lot. So I really need to break out of that and watch a full movie. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no,
I'm
I
so sorry. I did
recommend.
not know you were back yet.
No,
I
it's
just
fine. I
talked.
couldn't grab her. She's on thin ice, but right
Oh,
now she's
she's a
fine.
bad girl.
She's hiding behind a picture right now.
Ooh, bad girl.
No, Poor Things was really good as long as you're fine with the
Yeah, I'm cool
sexual
with it.
content,
I'm
but
cool
it's
with it.
about media literacy is dying. People will say the exact point of the movie and why it should make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And still miss that that's the fucking point, and that it's intended to make you uncomfortable and have these uncomfortable conversations, because it's a Frankenstein retelling about a woman who killed herself while she was like 9 months pregnant, and then Dr. Frankenstein takes the baby's brain, puts it in her head, brings her back to life. So it's an adult woman with the brain of a baby, and then she goes through her sexual awakening, and these men are taking advantage of the situation, and it's like, that's just what fucking happens. Like, girls aren't allowed to have a normal sexual awakening like boys are, because fucking creeps are going to take advantage of them and their naivete.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, cool. Does she like get with Mark Ruffalo too?
Yeah, he's the
Okay.
grossest of them all, but it's an amazing
Okay.
performance. Like, he was never going to get the Oscar this year because it was Robert Downey Jr.'s career Oscar,
Yeah.
but no, it's a fucking great performance. He's a douchebag, but he's hilarious.
Cool. Okay, well, I'll watch it. Thank you for telling me some stuff because now I kind of know what to expect. But yeah, sweet. This won four Oscars. Yeah.
All right, so I guess let's go ahead and get into
Yep.
what we're supposed to talk about today, which is Fall of the House of Usher, episode 4, which is based on the short story The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
And simply, the story is about an alcoholic who hates his cat and all the animals he owns.
Yeah.
He abuses
Yeah.
them.
Damn.
And he tears down the walls of his home, finds a dead body, and then the cat's behind it all. That's the very Just
That is, that's
basic gist of
absolutely
it.
correct. Yep. Oh yeah. It's because the
And
cat meow meows, and then I think the police like find the body behind the wall because he killed a person, and he's busted because the meow meow kitten.
And like with episode two, I think this is a very good adaptation of that story.
It did a really good job. Yeah, I agree. I wasn't sure if it was gonna like I never know if it's gonna do it or not. So, but this one did. And I just knew that Aaliyah would die just because once he got scratched, I was like, oh man, he's gonna like sick and die.
And I guess the cat was never really there in the apartment to begin with, and none of the shenanigans the cat was doing were happening. It was all in his head.
It was.
And
Got cat
finally,
scratch fever. Quite
and
literally.
what I've learned about Varna,
Verna,
Verna is she does kind of give them an out. Like, she gives them a chance to not do the stupid, selfish shit they're gonna do. Like,
absolutely, she does.
she kind of warned Prospero. It's been a while since we've watched episode two, but she had a conversation with him and he continued on with the whole dancing in the rain, orgy in the rain. She told Camille, hey, maybe you don't need to go see the chimpanzees. I don't need to let you in. And Camille did it anyway. And with him, she was like, hey, look at this other cat you could adopt. There's a lot of lonely cats, which, but by adopting one of those lonely cats, he would have had to admit to his husband, I accidentally murdered ours. Which he doesn't even need to use those words. He could just say, I guess she's gone.
She's lost. Yeah, like she's lost. I'm so sorry, she's lost. And yeah, watch.
So we are three kids down. We haven't even buried the first two yet.
Yeah, has it been like, yeah, I guess it's like every episode is like a day.
Yeah, it's happening very fast. I feel like the whole show takes place over the course of 2 weeks, I think, because it's
Oh
like,
wow, okay.
because the first episode, he says, I just buried six of my six children. So I think it happens over the course of like a week or to 2 weeks.
Damn.
And things in the family are starting to fall apart because why was Camille looking at the chimpanzees anyway? So now everybody's mad at Vic because one of her chimpanzees
Did a bad
maimed
thing
her
and killed
sister.
her.
And so they're like, why did it act this way? What are you doing to these monkeys that made it so aggressive? And she's like, I'm not doing anything. And shit, why can't I remember this brother's name? You just said it.
Leo, so he's
Leo.
Leopold.
Leopold is taking Camille's death very hard. Because I think they were the closest of like, so we know that the two oldest were the children of Roderick and his first wife, Annabel Lee, and the rest are his bastard children. And so they're very close. And I think probably due to age, Camille and Leopold are the closest because Prospero's just a baby. He was like 22. And then Vic seems very uptight and not into the same kind of lifestyle they are. So they're very close, and he's just taking it super hard, doesn't want to listen to the bullshit Vic is saying. And meanwhile, Vic is getting ready to move forward with the first human trial, who is Verna, a version of
Of course.
Verna. So we're still continuing to set up the deaths of these other children in a way that wasn't done in episode two. Or maybe, but no, episode three was where it really started to set up like who's going to die next or set in motion how they're going to die. And this
Definitely.
continued that the oldest sister seeing a version of Verna in her husband's exercise live stream.
I didn't even know what gold bug was until like that. I was like, oh, I guess it's like a Peloton.
And getting very jealous over that. And he's like, she wasn't there. I said I would never meet these women outside of our date nights. And so, whatever Edgar Allan Poe's story has to do with jealousy, and seeing ghosts, I feel like it's going to come down to that for her at the end, is she has some sort of kink where she wants hotter versions of herself interacting with her husband.
Oh, yeah.
So
Yeah, good point.
some version of cuckolding.
Yeah. Is that what that is? Kind of.
Yeah, it's different than what I think cuckolding is, where there's the chair and the husband watches his wife get plowed, but we haven't seen him plow the prostitutes yet. We've
Just dinner.
just have a very nice dinner and conversation.
Yeah, do you think they have sex at all? I mean, I guess that could be alluded to. I guess it's maybe up
Yeah.
to interpretation, but maybe even not.
I guess we're gonna find out.
We would
And then the
assume.
oldest brother is still trying to figure out what his wife was doing at the orgy, and found out that she has a burner phone that he's trying to get access to, but her fingerprint doesn't work and her face is melted off, so Face ID doesn't
Why
work.
did he try to do that?
I
Like,
don't know.
but he did say fuck it. I guess that means like let me just try it to see if it will work. But I was like, come on, man, it's not gonna work. She doesn't look the same anymore. But
Yeah,
yeah,
her face isn't the same, so Face ID wouldn't work.
nope.
So I don't know what his conclusion is going to be yet. I haven't looked ahead. But we know his daughter is going to end up orphaned, probably. We don't know what's happening to the mom just yet. She's just in a coma of some kind or
She may
just
have
super
killed
doped up.
herself. Yeah, for sure.
We know she's in a lot of pain because we saw in the last episode her ripping her bandages off and freaking out over her condition.
God. But yeah, other than all that, the main thing would just be what happens with Leo trying to get the adopt a cat. And then all that.
Yeah, so he adopts this new cat to replace Pluto. And like the cat's a perfect replica of Pluto. It's going to go perfectly, but for some reason, he's a little skittish at the apartment. So the husband hasn't seen Pluto yet and is very worried. And he's like, oh no, he's there. And then the cat scratches him in the closet and runs away. And we just think that maybe the husband missed it. But no, the cat's just not there.
Yeah, it's just not there. And also, he like gets this big scratch on his hand and he like doesn't even like fix it. Like, what is that like a guy thing where it's like just don't clean your wounds off? Like, come on,
It's
man.
probably Leopold doesn't know how to take care of
Yeah,
himself.
that. I was like, listen, if a cat scratches you, please right away just clean it. Because they can have dirty paw. Okay. They walk where they go poo poo potty in the litter box. So. But yeah, definitely. All that
And
happens,
then
but yeah.
he has trouble sleeping and finds a dead rat under his pillow as his husband is giving him a blowjob.
That's an awkward blowjob scene. He doesn't even like it. It's like, okay,
Which I want
Leo.
to know Leopold's deal. We never will at this point.
Because he had a woman before.
He had a woman before, and I love flipping the slutty bisexual trope on its head, where it's a slutty guy bisexual instead of a slutty woman bisexual. But does he even like his husband?
Like it sounded like he was just like annoyed with him because he wasn't like a drug party guy like him, and I think he was just getting bored, so maybe he must like boyfriend jump to girlfriend jump to like, you know what I mean? But yeah, the cat brought him a present. The
Yeah,
rat.
because he's a bad hunter and the cat continues bringing him presents and he's not appreciative of the presents. His eyeball gets scratched.
Yeah, because he's stupid.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And
That looks cool,
then.
though. It looks cool on him with a bloody eye, one bloody eye.
So he calls Animal Rescue Verna over to come take the cat back. And she's like, she's really weird about the cat. She's like, ah, it's in the walls. And cats are apex predators. They elongate their spines and narrow their shoulders and
And fit in small spaces, and
And then they get the cat up out of the wall briefly. It attacks Leopold, and in a very disturbing scene, he crushes its skull a little bit and an eye pops out. But then Verna's eye also pops out. Oh, she's doing that weird thing again where she's both the animal and herself.
just like with the chimpanzee.
And She disappears then, and he's like, all right, I'll fucking find you. I don't need walls. I'll pay to replace the walls. And he grabs his replica Thor's hammer off the shelf and starts breaking down all the walls. His husband comes home to this and he's like, what the fuck is happening? Because they just had this whole discussion about how Leopold's drug problem is getting out of hand.
Yeah, and he's like, dude, like, maybe you're seeing things, but yeah, like this, he's going at the walls like all day. So like later in that day, his husband
Yeah.
comes home and spent like hours.
One second. She locked herself in the office and she wants out.
Yeah, no problem. Here, I'll finish the summary. So after
Yeah.
that, the he's like looking for the cat in
How
the
are you doing
walls,
that?
but like he can't find him, and then eventually he does break down a wall, and inside of it is Verna's dead body with her eyeball out, and then the cat alive with its eyeball out on her shoulder meowing. So that is the perfect parallel from the climax scene of the short story, The Black Cat, whenever the body is discovered, and then he tries to say, you know, like, hey, husband, like, or that's not even his husband, it's his boyfriend. He's like, hey, Julius, like, look, they're right there, don't you see? And Julius does not see because they're not really there. And so he like gets overwhelmed and then looks back, they disappear, he backs away, and then he looks out on their balcony, and the cat is on the balcony banister, and they live on like a 7-story high-rise like VIP apartment. And so he's like, oh, I will fucking kill you. And so he like runs at it with the hammer and he tries to swing at it, but of course it's not there. So the weight of the swing carries his whole body over the balcony, and he just like falls 7 stories to his death. And then at the very end, we see the real Pluto cat with a special Gucci collar that he was so concerned about walk up and say meow meow to him because he recognized him. So he was outside and alive that whole time and no one even fucking bothered to look for him. So problem for both of those guys. The end.
Very good.
Are you back, Sam? Okay, cool.
I'm back. I was just listening to the last of that. So yeah, Leopold is dead now. We know Roderick is starting to hallucinate and see his dead kids, and it could be part of the curse, or it could be the dementia setting in.
Oh yeah, they keep mentioning like the illness they have. Is it a real illness?
I
Like,
don't know. I haven't
remember
looked
what they
into it.
called it? Like a weird thing, like the abbreviation. I don't know if that's real or not. So look it up.
There's a lot of different types of dementia, so it's
Yeah.
possible that he has a version that also kind of has schizophrenic symptoms. I know that's a thing, is it's not uncommon to develop schizophrenia and dementia,
Yeah.
or if you have schizophrenia to develop dementia, or if you have ADHD to develop dementia.
Dang.
Any, if you have any like weird
Like brain thing. Yeah.
neurodivergency with your brain, you're more at risk, which is scary for me because I probably have ADHD and I'm not getting treated for it. So what's going to happen to me? Or is it going to affect people who are on stimulants? Like you need the stimulants to help your brain do
Yeah.
what the brain needs to do.
Right.
I guess we'll find out in 20 years.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully that you're okay. I mean, geez. But yeah, so Leopold is dead now. And the meow meow kitten is alive. Oh yeah, and another thing that happened was that the other son, Frederick, like came by and was like, hey, I want some drugs. I want cocaine. My life is hard right now. So that was like kind of awkward and a little out of character. And like, but yeah, anyway, that was like an extra thing that happened. So maybe he like gets addicted to cocaine and like something happens with that. So who knows?
Yeah, and then in the past, we're continuing to build,
Oh, yeah.
Roderick's path from to now. Does he take over Fortunato or does he build his business? I don't know. Either way, he found out that his company has been forging his signature on documents and they're trying to find a way out of it, but he's scared to leave the company because his boss will ruin his career.
Yeah.
So we're
Damn.
starting to get to the point where we might see his and his sister's villain arc Well, we already see a sister's villain arc, but we might see how they get to this place
Right. And we also
where
see how
the
he first meets August. I'm so
yeah.
sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see the revelations that come in episode 5. I watched 30 seconds already. It's going to start in the past,
Oh,
so
Sam, don't watch it.
I'm not
I
going to
guess
watch
you can. You
it.
can if you want it. But
I mean, I
yeah,
want to,
so
but I also don't.
I know. But I'm really looking forward to, because I have been thinking about how the brother and sister get to where they're at on that New Year's Eve party where they meet Verna. Remember at the bar where they're like dressed like 1920s, and like maybe they kill the boss man, you know what I mean? Or like do something and then they go to the bar. I don't know. So I was like, maybe this is where we
Or
start.
maybe they already know Verna and they make a deal with her, and that's why the family
Maybe.
is cursed.
Oh shit.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I guess we're gonna find out.
Oh,
You know
that's a
how those
really
witchy
good
types are. If
point.
you forget to come back and carry them up to the mountain, your
Yeah.
family is gonna be cursed forever and eternity.
Forever and eternity, yeah. So you have to drink from the well or whatever
Yeah,
is up on the mountain, right? The
you have to take
water?
Madame Zeroni up the mountain to drink from the spring or the
The
river.
spring, so she
So
can have whatever,
maybe they
yeah.
forgot to repay Verna for whatever she does
Fuck.
for them, so she comes to get the payment herself, which is the lives of their 6 children.
Here's my question. Whenever like you do something so extreme in your life, despite how old you are when you do it, like I mean they're like not young, they're like old enough to have children, but like why would you forget your deal, you know? Like, whoops, I just like forgot. Maybe it will nothing will happen, and then like, uh-oh, everybody's dead now. Because I forgot. Like, damn. You know what I
I mean, at
mean?
this point, I'm willing to blame the sister. She probably fucked it up. She seems very bitchy.
Yeah, totally. Like she's always mad. So bossy. But you know what? It's funny watching her like young versus her older, because the older version of her is like totally chill and like mellow, a little bit more mellow, not totally chill, but like not like the young version, you know? Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. And it's taken me 4 episodes, but I have noted that she seems unmarried and without children. So that just validates my incest vibes between
Incest.
her and Roderick.
Yeah, because she like doesn't. I wonder if like maybe something happens between her and Roderick to make his wife with the red hair leave him. You know, because they seem to have a fine relationship and 2 children. So like what happens to her?
I
You
don't know.
know?
We're gonna find out soon.
Ooh, I know. All right, dude. Well,
All right.
apart from that, we've got our in-betweener palate cleanser, which is Saw 5, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the timeline get more convoluted.
Dude, I can't wait for you to watch it, because now you're like, you're new. You've never seen
Yeah.
this before, right? Oh,
Right, as far as I
yes.
know.
Yeah,
Maybe I've
well, let me know
seen bits and
if
pieces when they're on Sci-Fi Channel, but like as a whole, like we're doing now, probably not.
Yeah, this one is like, it's good. I mean, it's got good traps. I would say the traps in this one probably more intense than the last. And you'll see it's like Mark Hoffman versus Peter Strom without giving too much away. And of course, Jigsaw's in it too a bunch, because like, yep, just won't go away.
All right.
Hey, yeah, but yeah, watch that in between you guys, and then keep trucking on with Fall Bash Busher. We're doing really, really well at like basically continuing to record every single week, so I'm pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, me
Going,
too.
girl, sweet. All right, man.
All
Well,
right.
I've got nothing else, so until next time,
We'll see you later.
bye bye.
Bye. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you.